Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatih al-Hayat. I am your host, Abdullah al-Musawi. The second key of life that we need to have, and it is an absolutely essential to our success in this world and in the next world, is seeking knowledge. Now, before, the first key was to contemplate and reflect. Now is to seek knowledge itself. Life itself would not have moved, and humanity would have not developed, and we would have not advanced in the way we are now if it wasn't for knowledge. And sadly, sometimes we see that the knowledge we have and the things that we have is made by the few. As humanity, if we look at it as a whole, we could have done so much work. Give you an example. Now we have millions of youth who have full active minds, who have full active bodies. And instead of putting this activity and this energy in trying to change the world, in fact, they're sitting behind PCs and behind consoles and playing games. And I was looking at some scary statistics in this regard, where they said only few hours of playtime that the youth do online, they could, with obviously with that amount of time, with that amount of manpower, they could build civilization in a matter of days. And that's just crazy in a sense to see that we are just wasting our energy. So what I'm trying to say here is, whatever we have today is the action of few, not the action of many. So when we look at electricity, for example, was an invention of one man. When you look at, for example, building houses or building cars or, you know, all the things that we have, usually you find one person invented it and then just kept developing itself. So we need all of us, we need to seek knowledge and put it into action and try to advance ourselves and advance the human beings around us as well. And obviously we'll reap the rewards in this world and we'll also reap the rewards in the hereafter. From here, we look at the hadith of the Ahlul Bayt salamullah alayhim, and they talk about the importance of seeking knowledge. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, you have to be in two states, either seeking knowledge or being knowledgeable yourself. So you have no other option. Either you are a scholar and giving knowledge, or you are seeking knowledge. And he says, I warn you, and this is to me and to you from the word of the prophets himself. And he says, do not be a person who wastes his time in vain and in entertainment and seeking pleasure. Lahiyan, just wasting time, entertaining yourself. Mutaladdidan, and just going after your desires. Now, these two would make a human being below animals. The first two will make a human being below the angels. Let us take a short break, then we continue, inshallah.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فرون نماز وسط داره فرون روزه نماز.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دیگه، اون امامش گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatih al-Hayat, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the importance of seeking knowledge. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi says, when it comes to knowledge, you have to go out of your way and do not stop at a point, even if it means you have to seek knowledge from people who you do not deem appropriate or good. For example, he says, take wisdom even from non-Muslims. Because non-Muslims are human beings in the end of the day. They have brains, they have active minds, they have good things. So we take the wisdom from them. Not the teaching of Islam. There's a different thing. Because sometimes people confuse the teachings of Islam with wisdom. When it comes to the teachings of my Islam and of my faith, I have to take it from the right sources. But when it comes to wisdom and information, general information, I can take it even from the mushrikeen. And even Amir al-Mu'mineen, he moves on a step further and he says, خُذ الْحِكْمَةِ, take wisdom, even if it is from the mouths of those who are considered to be what? Insane and crazy. Because sometimes crazy people, they say things and they do things that even me and you sometimes do not think of. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously, he's trying to teach us a lesson by such a thing. So Islam emphasizes so much on the importance of knowledge and the importance of seeking knowledge. And if we apply this method of Islam and this teaching of Islam, we would definitely advance. If you look back in history, you see that the most advanced nation, in fact, was Islam. During the golden, as they called the golden age, Islam was the most advanced. But sadly, we went backwards. And most of the inventions that we have today was actually invented by Muslims. The optics, the engine, movement, the time, everything was an Islamic invention. But we stopped sadly because we decided to go towards pleasures and desires and wasting time and entertainment rather than seeking knowledge. Let us take a short break and we continue right after. Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. We are talking about the importance of seeking knowledge. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he says, عَلَيْكَ بِالْعِلْمِ وَالْأَدَبِ. Go, learn, seek knowledge and morality. Why, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, why should I seek knowledge and morality? He says, فَإِنَّ الْعَالِمَ يُكَرَّمْ. For the scholar is glorified. وَإِن لَمْ يُنْتَسِبْ. Even if he had no lineage. If you're a scholar, if you're an alim, if you're giving back to the world, you'll be glorified by everybody. وَإِن كَانَ فَقِيرًا. Even if he was what? Poor. وَيُكَرَّمْ وَإِن كَانَ حَدَثًا. And he's glorified and respected, even if he's young. If you have knowledge, if you have akhlaq, morals, then you will be respected and honored by everybody, whether you are poor, whether you have no lineage, or whether you are young. And you can see that in our daily life today. Those who succeed and exceed and excel in their fields of knowledge, regardless of where they come from or their color or their race, people start to respect them and give them the adequate honor and respect that they deserve. And they get medals and they get, you know, trophies and so on and so forth. So we need to seek knowledge just like we've been told by the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. We'll leave it here and we will continue in episodes to come. Until then, take care of yourselves. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There Was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.